USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A warrant and property receipt unsealed Friday shows FBI agents seized classified records from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. But why did the FBI raid that home this past Monday? Republican Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma asked that question on Fox News.
What rose the occasion that would cause this to be an immediate national security threat? All of a sudden, I mean, these documents have been at Mar-a-Lago for at least 500-plus days.
New details also revealing the judge who signed off on the warrant signed off on it 3 days before the raid. Author Salman Rushdie is being placed on a ventilator after he was attacked in New York, and his agent says that news is not good. Police arrested his attacker but have not released a motive or possible charges. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
An investigation is continuing at Amazon.
Federal work safety investigators are looking into the death of an Amazon worker and an injury that potentially led to the death of another employee, adding to a probe already underway following a fatality during the company's annual Prime Day shopping event in mid-July. The new Occupational Health and Safety Administration investigations are highlighting Amazon's injury rates and workplace safety procedures, which labor and safety advocates have long criticized as inadequate. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Arizona Department of Homeland Security announced on Friday that they will use state funds to build a border wall on the U.S.-Mexico border to stop the unprecedented flow of illegal immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
House Democrats passed a $700 billion spending package that gives money to climate change, taxes, and health care. The legislation represents the largest investment in addressing climate change in U.S. history. As far as what she believes the bill will do, Kristen Tate is a columnist with The Hill. She tells the Independent Women's Forum She Thinks podcast,
"It's just another big boondoggle spending bill, especially on green energy. This bill took a lot of parts of the so-called New Green Deal and incorporated it. So it's just like a massive giveaway to the green energy sector and then also to manufacturers. And the Biden administration is trying to say, oh, we're going to, you know, give all this money to manufacturers and it's going to drive down prices. That's not the case at all. All this is going to do is just create more currency floating around that's going to even further devalue the dollar."
A new Monmouth University poll found that only a tiny minority of Americans have changed their minds about January 6 after months of Democratic-led hearings about it. When answering the question, have the recent House January 6 committee hearings changed your mind about what happened at the Capitol that day or who is responsible, or have the hearings not changed your mind, 89% answered no. Only 8% answered yes. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.